WICCF News Radio 1580.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, good morning. We are now on air. This is the Slippery Slope of Lipids and Other Medical Issues, and I'm Dr. Elizabeth Triana, and I have a great program planned for everyone today. And remember, this is a live talk radio program. What does that mean? That means that it's in vivo, that you can call me at 206-1580. And if I can't answer your question, believe me, I will find the answer. We also have a toll-free number, 888-441-1580. Now, you all know that I am a family physician, and I am also have my boards in lipids. I'm a lipidologist and also a certified menopause practitioner. So everyone out there know that also, I think I've said this before, I am the first woman to grow up here in Charlotte County and practice medicine. And I love it here. I think it's absolutely gorgeous. Today I have Tom in the studio with me today.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very good.
It's good to see you again.
Good. Thank you so much. Thank you. So we have a great program. Everyone out there, this affects everyone. Now, how does it affect everyone? Because whether you are a woman, it affects women directly. If you are a man and you live with a woman or have a woman in your life, this is very important to you. We're going to talk about vaginal health. Yes, that part of the body that's very, very important. We're going to talk about what are some of the problems that people can have with vaginal and their vulvar health. What is the vulva? That's the area around the vagina in between the labiums, labium major. So I think this is really important that everyone understand that whether you are a man or a woman, this is an important part of your body, and we need to attend to it. You know, I've had some people say, geez, you got to give men equal time too. Or I've had people say you have to give women equal time. We had a whole program on penis health. I thought that was, we had no callers. That was the day that a storm came and knocked down all the telephone lines.
Not good.
Not good. I mean, or something with the telephone.
Something with the telephone nobody could get through.
No calls in.
There you go.
But everyone who listens to my program, and whether you're a first-time listener, the past two shows, we've been speaking about sex and your heart. And this was based on a 23-page consensus statement put out by the American Heart Association and the European Heart Association. So, as a continuation of sex, let's talk about vaginal health. One of the biggest complaints that many women tell me is they have vaginal dryness and they have decreased lubrication. You know, the body is so incredible. Everything was made for a reason. And, you know, a lot of people, including myself, we sometimes take our bodies for granted and we forget how everything works so beautifully. Well, the vagina is important, as we know, and you can have thinning of the vaginal walls, or you can have inflammation, dryness. We know that this is important, that when women get sexually aroused, that they will have increased lubrication. Therefore, they will enjoy sexual intercourse and have a much pleasurable time. Remember we talked about sex and we said sex should be pleasurable and safe. So what are the symptoms that a lot of women complain about? Now, again, men, this is important because if you hear your wife having this problem, you might have her say, wow, maybe she needs to see Dr. Triana and get checked out. Or if she already has a physician, maybe this will bring her without embarrassment to say to her doctor, look, this is the issues that I have. So what are the most common issues? Itching and stinging in the vulva. A burning. I have many women tell me they have a burning. They feel like there's a fire, like a match was put there. A soreness. Many times women will say they have pain with intercourse or even spotting with intercourse. Also, very associated is your urogenital health. What does that mean? This whole area also is affected, and your ability to decrease urinary tract infection, all these tissues are all intertwined. So if you have vaginal dryness or vulvar dryness, you might have more frequency. It may not be a urinary tract infection. It just may be that it burns when you pass your urine because those tissues are so dry. So we need to open up the conversation and talk about this. So this is going to be one more issue that you as a patient, whether or you as a couple, can talk about and say, you know, I heard about this. I might have that problem. I've been suffering with it. Why didn't I ever talk to somebody and bring it up to my doctor or my new doctor-to-be? So this is very, very important. We know that it plays a very important role in your sexual health. Remember the last program we talked about? It's so important, and about how it isn't just your heart health, your mental health, but your sexual health is important too. Now, I was very happy that last program we had two callers. So if you call, you don't have to say your name. We are here to answer your questions. What's the main cause of vaginal dryness? Well, one of the main causes is lack of estrogen. Lack of estrogen. As women go through the perimenopause and the menopause, they are producing less estrogen. Their ovaries are not working. They are starting to decrease the production of estrogen, which affects your whole body. Menopause is considered, the definition is 12 months of no periods, which truly means you are in menopause. Unless you've had surgical menopause is when you've had your ovaries removed. So this is very important. This lack of estrogen affects the vaginal lubrication, the tissue elasticity, and the acidity of your vagina. All this is an important defense against vaginal infections and urinary tract infections. So this is important for the young women too, that their vaginal health is also important. Now, why do most women get decreased estrogen production? Of course, one of the most common is menopause, the perimenopause, the menopause. There's changes in estrogen in childbirth, breastfeeding. Also, some women may have decreased ovarian function because of cancer treatment, radiation treatment, or chemo treatment. So this is very important to understand. Also, removing the ovaries will also decrease the production. They're not there to do their job. Some immune disorders, such as Sjögren syndrome or lupus, where people already have a dry mouth, dry skin, dry eyes, can also have increased problems with vaginal dryness. I thought this was very interesting, and I want everyone to understand that the research I do, my whole mission is to give you, my audience, information that they can use on an everyday basis. I want to make it as understandable as possible. So when I present something, I've done research both, for example, on the MayoClinic.com, the NIH website, the North American Menopause Society. Also, I present articles that are published in journals, scientific journals. So I want you to understand that I pull it all together and try. And a lot of people are saying I'm doing a good job, and I really try because I'm compulsive. And I was a Girl Scout, so you can imagine. You got to do the best, right? So I just want everyone to understand, I am trying to put things together and open up the airways so people can hear it and say, gee, that's important. That really made a difference in my life. Cigarette smoking is also associated with vaginal dryness. Now, I would think, what is the cause? That it has to do, again, with the toxins in cigarettes. We know that cigarette smoking is associated with an increase in bladder cancer, and that's part of your urogenital system. Also, certain medications can increase vaginal dryness. Decongestants. Decongestants are used when people take cough cold medications. So that is associated. Also, if you're on chemotherapy, such as anti-estrogens for breast cancer, these medications also that block estrogen will also increase vaginal dryness. So what do you need to do if you are having these symptoms? Well, first of all, oh, I didn't mention another cause of vaginal dryness that is very important. Douching. For many times, this is a myth. I want everybody to listen to this. There has been a myth out there that douching, that many women feel they need to do this after intercourse or after having their period. They feel it's part of their cleanliness routine. It is a myth. It is not necessary, and in fact, can harm your vaginal health. It does not prevent pregnancy, nor will douching prevent sexually transmitted diseases. I want to make that very, very clear. This is very important. And in fact, many of the douches will actually change the pH of the vagina. Now, what is pH? It means the acid and base of your skin, of the lining of your vagina. This is very important to understand. And also, some of the douches have chemicals or soaps that can be irritants to your vagina. So what do we do for women who have these problems? First and foremost, talk about it. Talk to your doctor. Bring it up. Your doctor, your family physician, your gynecologist. If you're a man and you notice these issues with your wife, your spouse, your girlfriend, you need to bring this up and say there's something that can be done to help you. First and foremost, you need to see a medical professional such as myself, where first of all, we do a detailed history and a physical, and that involves a pelvic exam. This is very important. On the pelvic exam, we can see the tissues. We can see if there's discoloration. I can see if there's dryness. I can see, I have had patients who have had spotting And unfortunately, it turned out to be cancer of the vulva. So that's very important, a growth, and it was cancerous. So you need to have a good pelvic exam and tell your doctor what is the problem. You need a pap test. This needs to be done. And you need a urine test. So you have these symptoms. There is help. And you need to understand that this is available. So how do we help patients who have this problem? Well, one of the ways we help them is we avoid any irritants that might cause in the vagina. We know that vinegar and yogurt douches can irritate this area of your body. Hand lotions, even perfumes, antibacterial soaps, bubble baths, especially oily bubble baths. Now, the best thing is to have, if you have vaginal dryness, is to avoid any scented products, including toilet paper and detergents. The best thing is water. You don't need to have a douche. You don't need to have someone say to you that you need a douche. You need to avoid irritants. Because again, these irritants can be found in these soaps, in these bath oils, and also in detergents. Not every vaginal dryness is because a lack of estrogen. It also could be an allergic reaction, a contact dermatitis, an inflammatory response, which you may have secondary to these chemicals. So this is also important to look at. A lot of patients come in, and I tell patients, finding out what you're allergic to is very hard. We are exposed to so many chemicals in not only our soaps, our cleaning products, detergents, our makeup, and also in our food, that it's sometimes very hard to figure out who or what you're allergic to. So that's very important. So what do we do for patients who need help? Well, first of all, we're going to talk about some lubricants and moisturizers and treatments. What are the treatments we could do? If we find that a woman that's in menopause, we can use vaginal estrogen. The vaginal estrogen can come in a cream or it can be given in a tablet. Now, vaginal estrogen, you know, it's like putting it where the source of the problem is. Very little is absorbed in your body. So very, very little. So it's a very safe alternative that you can speak to with your doctor. There's also vaginal rings, which can be placed in the vagina, which slowly emit or secrete very low doses of estrogen. So if you are a person and you have these issues, there is help. But right now, we're going to take a little break, and I want everyone to listen because I haven't finished with vaginal health. We're going to talk about lubricants and moisturizers.
The next time you finally get around to rearranging that messy closet or cleaning out the garage, why not also set aside time to put your financial house in order and become more financially responsible? There are several steps you can take to organize your finances, which can save you money and prevent financial hassles in the future. While you're taking the time to analyze your financial situation, take a look at your credit report to be sure it's accurate. Clean up bad credit by paying bills on time and paying down your outstanding credit balances. Having all of your accounts at your fingertips will make managing your finances.
Okay, we took a little break. Accidentally, someone slipped in a commercial, but that's okay.
It's called a public service announcement and not really constitutes any commercial time at all.
Oh, okay.
No, we wouldn't do that to you.
No, that's okay. I love to hear the music. I love classical music. Actually, I like all different types of music.
That's Vivaldi, isn't it?
Yes.
The Four Seasons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I love, I listen to the classical. I like country music. I like Latin music. I love jazz. So
you like new smooth jazz?
I like that too, and I like the old traditional jazz too.
Yeah.
I love when I see the musicians, and they are like having a conversation, and they talk to each other with their instruments.
That exactly.
And they have no paper in front of them.
No, it's just improvisation.
It's just they run with it.
That's right.
And I also love the American Songbook. It's so beautiful. I'd love to hear all the Gershwin, Cole Porter, all those songs. And I love old movies. I saw the ending the other day of Bridge Over the River Kwai.
Ooh, that's an oldie.
That's an oldie.
You ever watch any of the Tex Ritter or Hopalong Cassidy movies?
No.
No. Not in your blood, right?
No. When I was a kid.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Okay. So, and I also, I love to see my patients smile. So someone sent me a cartoon because I have three Dachshunds, and it's a little dot, a long little red Dachshund, and it said, "Why did the cowboy adopt the Dachshund?" And the answer is to get a long little doggy.
Yeah, that would work.
So of course, being the very detailed person that I am, I right away Googled that and heard Roy Rogers singing the song, Get Along Little Doggy. So anyone out there, I'm a Dachshund lover. If you have a Dachshund, oh my gosh, I love dogs. I love animals, but I do have two brindle Dachshunds, Samson and Delilah.
Ooh, neat.
And Dooley is a long-haired rescue dog, too. So, but let's get back to the topic at hand. A lot of patients don't have a concept of what is a lubricant. Now, why is it important? Because even if there are many women, even before they reach the menopause or the perimenopause, may not have enough time to become aroused to moisturize their vagina. So guess what? Time is important. Give it time. Our bodies are not like instant soup where all of a sudden you press a button and it's made. No, that's not the way it works. You have to give it time so that the woman will go ahead and naturally lubricate. If the woman cannot lubricate, then we have lubricants that will help, and also vaginal, what are called moisturizers. What is a vaginal moisturizer? Well, it mimics the natural secretions in your vagina. These are products, I'm going to use some trade names, like Replens. And what they do is you use them, they have an applicator, you use them on a daily basis, regularly. They change the pH of the vagina so that the person who has issues with vaginal dryness can use this. And these are called moisturizer. We talked about estrogen. Why does estrogen work? Do you know there are estrogen receptors everywhere in your body? Even in your eyes, in your brain, in your intestines, and in your vagina. So this is very important to know. The estrogen increases the blood flow so that the tissues will be healthier and so that you can have a more pleasurable experience. So we have the vaginal moisturizers, and we also have the vaginal lubricants. The lubricants are, there's different types of lubricants, and we're going to talk about these. Now remember, if you have a question, this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana. My phone number here live is 206-1580 and toll free 888-441-1580. I'm a family physician and I've been practicing since 1985. I have my own office on Harbor Boulevard. I'll give you the phone number. It's 941-625-1990. And my office is in Port Charlotte. When you make an appointment to see me, you see me and my team. You don't see another physician, you see me. I'm a solo practitioner, and I always say at the end of every visit, don't forget, I'm here for you. I'm very blessed to have a wonderful patients who I do love, and I feel that they love me too. So it's a wonderful feeling when you get to live your dream every day. So let's go back to the lubricants. This is really important to understand. There's water-based and silicone-based lubricants. Now, what are the water-based lubricants? For example, the old KY jelly. KY jelly is a water-based lubricant. It's a safe lubricant, as so is Astroglide. There's also one called Femglide or Summer's Eve. Now, the lubricants can be applied also with vaginal moisturizers. Lubricants are used to decrease the friction when you're having sexual activity. It can be applied to the vagina, the vulva, and also to your partner's penis. So it's very important that you have this available. Have it available, keep it wherever you have your sexual activity, keep it close by. It's a natural thing to say, oh, let's use our lubricant. It's okay. The other type of lubricants are silicone-based. One of these is called Pure, and that's spelled P-J-U-R. It's made in Germany. It's a wonderful lubricant. I have many patients who are very happy with it. There's also a vaginal lubricant, silicone base, called Pink, P-I-N-K. There's also another one called Uber Lube. Now, these can be found at Amazon.com, or there is Uber Lube you can get at UberLube.com. So I want everyone to know that these are safe to use, whether you are younger or older, whether you have issues with lack of estrogen or not. So what do we need? What is the red flag here today? Avoid the oil-based or mineral oil lubricants. These are not what you should be using. What are those? Well, the old petroleum jelly is not a good lubricant. Also, if you are using condoms, latex condoms can break down the latex condom and render them useless. They can break and crack. Now, so if someone who's older and doesn't have to fear pregnancy, then you still need to use a condom, because remember, one of the most increased population of HIV is in older adults. So this is really important to know. So always practice safe sex. So again, what are the oil-based one? Mineral oil, petroleum jelly, or petrolatum, baby oil, We don't recommend these. This is not going to help at all. In fact, it could make things worse in your vagina. Now, there are lubricants out there that are called warming lubricants. And these have a mixed response with both men and women. How do these work? When applied, they make the surrounding tissue feel warmer. They have shown in some studies that you can increase your sexual response. However, I want everyone to understand that these increase the warming because they have additional chemicals, such as capsaicin. Does anybody know where capsaicin is coming from? Chili pepper. Capsaicin, you'll hear about that. I'm sure you've heard about that. Some people use it on their joints for pain. Also, some of these warming lubricants have menthol, and these menthol also cause the warm feeling. Some of the lubricants also have flavors to them. And, you know, so you need to really look at what you're getting. Read the ingredients. Boy, that's really important. Read the ingredients. You know, we talked about that when you go to the grocery store. So when you go to the pharmacy and you're looking at a lubricant, look to see if it's a water-based or silicone-based. And you want to make sure that there's no mineral oil, petroleum jelly, or baby oil. I think that's really important. It's part of what this program is. Knowledge is power. The more you know, the easier it's going to be for you. Okay, so we've talked about these very important lubricants. I want everyone, and I'm going to recap because we have another topic to talk about today, is about, we're going to recap vaginal health. Remember, vaginal dryness, burning, you need to bring this up to your physician. You need an exam. Someone needs to look to see how is the tissues, what color is the tissues. Sometimes people who get very irritated scratch a lot. I don't know if you've ever seen someone, they scratch their skin, the skin becomes thickened and discolored. That's called lignification. So I want you to know that you need to have an exam with your doctor, a pelvic exam, and also to be checked, you need a PAP, and you also, which a PAP we know is looking for cervical cancer, and you need a urine test. Now, men who have issues also need to be examined. We know that lack of estrogen affects the tissues in this area and will also decrease your sexual pleasure. Now, I have a lot of women, and they tell me, you know, it's uncomfortable, sex is painful, I'm so dry down there. So some women can develop a condition called vaginal atrophy, where the skin tissues will start to stick together and close up. And some women can even get stenosis of the vagina. Now, that would also predispose them to a lot of vaginal pain. So again, please bring this up, get it checked out if you have problems. And if you do, there we can treat it. I've treated many women with topical estrogen. They are so happy. They feel good. Their partner is happy about it because they're happy. Remember we talked about intimacy. If you have issues, when's the best time to talk about it? Not in the throes of passion. Talk about it before with your partner. Bring it up and say, look, these are the issues that I have. We also remember there's lubricants and moisturizers. These lubricants can be used. They're safe. Remember that we have the water-based and the silicone-based lubricants. Well, I see that we haven't had many calls right now, but that's okay. I know my radio audience is listening, and they want to learn more. And I always say, the more you learn, the better you do, right?
I would assume so.
Yes, yes.
And you have loyal listeners, I might add.
I'm very blessed. I have many patients, too. I had a patient who told me, she says, I really listen to your show every week. I enjoy it. I learn. And she says, and she also gave me, she was sorry to hear about my little dog that had passed away. Diesel, my Dachshund. One of my Dachshunds passed away.
Ooh, this was how long ago?
Oh, it was the first week in July. Okay. But I'm very, you know, sentimental. I love my little doggies. I call them the Munchkins because they're so cute.
Are you planning on getting a new one?
I already have three.
Well, you have three.
I have three.
But you had four.
I had four.
Okay. Okay.
And, you know.
Well, one more wouldn't hurt.
I have three. I have two barn cats. I have a horse.
I think you've got enough.
I've got chickens that I don't eat. They're pets. So I'm an animal lover. And I tell my patients that. They know I do. I love plants, so it's very important. Okay, so we're going to talk about something that was presented today, this past week, in the JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association. It's a very important study. So we're going to change the topic. But if you have a question, we still have time about vaginal health or about the, we got a caller there. Hello, caller.
Yes, hi. I often use a lubricant called Wet Petroleum. Do you know anything about that? I mean, I have tried many, and I never had, you know, a lot of success. And this one seems to be really comfortable. It never seems to bother me or anything. But I just wondered if you had any information on that as far as that goes. It is partially silicone, but I can't read my bottle. So.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you again for calling. And
thank you.
I hope you enjoy the show. Thank you. So I don't know that product offhand. I can research it. Again, you really need to look at the ingredients. And again, it's like a Band-Aid, all right? You need to know why you have the vaginal dryness. What's causing the vaginal dryness, that those issues may be resolved. There are some women, though, who are unable to use any hormone topical, such as the estrogen cream, because it's contraindicated, for example, in someone who's had breast cancer. And again, this is a personal decision that you need to speak to your doctor about. I'm not here to give direct advice. I'm here to educate. But you can speak to your doctor, or if you do have history of breast cancer or another type of estrogen receptor cancer, then you need to speak to your oncologist about if you have vaginal dryness or your gynecologist. But in terms of this wet petroleum, I'm going to look it up, and I'll find out, and I'll talk about it at the next program. But again, I ask you to look and read the ingredients, because that's really important. The silicone-based lubricants are okay. The water-based and the silicone. Here we have another caller. Yes, caller?
Yes, hi. This is the same person, and we did, you know, hang up. It is actually wet platinum, not petroleum. And that's why, and it does have some silicone in it, but I still would be interested to hear back.
I will.
I don't have any major problems, but, you know, just sometimes I do, you know, use it on occasion, but I've tried, like I say, many others, and this one is always comfortable, and I've never had any kind of infections or any, you know, since I tried it. But it is actually platinum, wet platinum.
Oh, platinum, okay.
Yes, I said the wrong thing, and I apologize.
That's
for that.
Okay. I am so glad that you went ahead and called me back. And I will look that up for you. And at the next program, I'll look up the ingredients.
Okay.
Because it is important to know what you're using. I mean, I'm glad to hear that you're even thinking of using a lubricant, and I commend you for doing that instead of just not doing anything at all. Okay?
Right. Okay. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, caller. So I'm going to look that up. In the meantime, again, if anyone, the number is 206-1580 or 888-441-1580. Today the topic is vaginal health, lubrications, which is very important also. If you're going to use toys, sex toys, it's important that you have with your partner lubrications. And it's important also if you have the vaginal dryness. So I want everyone to know about this. Again, I always want to know what is the cause when I see my patients, what is causing this problem. There are other causes of vaginal dryness. There's conditions of the vagina and vulva that I will go over in terms of they're called like lichen sclerosis, lichen planus. We will discuss each of these in a more detailed fashion because I want everybody to understand. But the basics is you have the problem, get it checked out. There is help. Let's remember that. So I wanted to bring up today, too, before we leave today. As you know, I have my boards in lipids, and which involved special training and taking an extremely difficult exam, which involves your lipids, cholesterol, triglycerides, prevention, heart attack and stroke. What forms the heart attack and stroke? It's plaque. It's a buildup of plaque in your artery. What causes the plaque? Cholesterol. It goes underneath the lining of your artery and builds up, and it causes inflammation. When the plaque breaks open, it can cause the heart attack and stroke. You need to understand this because this is the basis of what I'm going to talk about today, that there was a study, and this study was a 25-year study. It was done on 3,775 adults. This is how the study goes. It was started with adults between the age of 18 and 30. These people, adults, were followed for 25 years. What is the outcome of this study? They were trying to correlate, does being obese and being obese with belly fat, especially, is there a link with increased plaque in your artery? They check for the plaque with a test called a calcified arterial calcium score. Now, this is, they call it the CAC. This is a strong marker for subclinical arteriosclerosis. What does that mean? What's another word for that? Plaque. So, if you have calcifications in your coronary artery, you have a greater risk for heart attack. You have a greater risk because you have more plaque in your artery. In this study, they followed the patients for 25 years. The study had 51% women. They checked at the 15-year mark, the 20-year mark, the 25-year mark. And they found that the longer the person was obese, which is a BMI, remember body mass index, greater than 30, if you were obese, and even more at risk was the person with the belly fat, that their calcium scores in their arteries were much higher. So This is telling us that for every year that you're obese, that's going to increase your risk by 2 to 4%. So the people who were the longest, over 20 years, had the highest risk. The people who had the highest risk were those who had all obesity, but even higher at risk was the abdominal obesity. Remember, we've done the abdominal obesity. A lot of, they used to think for a long time that fat was just something that you stored. It stayed in your body. It didn't really do much. Wrong. Those fat cells produce chemicals. They're called cytokines, adipokines. Those chemicals work and cause inflammation in your body. They also fight your insulin to work. It affects the way your insulin works, which predisposes you to diabetes. So that little tire that people may have that's not so little is not a tire that does nothing. It is an active endocrine hormone producing organ. This is very, very important. So if, and this in this study showed the increased risk. So what do we need to do? And I know a lot of my patients say, you know, I work out, I eat healthy, but still we have to look at not only exercise, which is extremely important, but you've got to couple that with exercise and portion control. You know, how many people tell me, don't you have a pill that'll make me skinny? Or do you have a magic wand? And I say, "You don't you think if there was a magic wand, I'd be using it on myself?" I'm human like everyone else. If you don't put it all together, it's not going to work. You got to have the whole thing. By the way, I want to mention this because I'm going to talk about this. I'm reading a really good book, number one. Actually, I'm reading two really good books. The book I'm reading right now is, the name of the doctor who wrote the book is Dr. Jeffrey Life. And he has a book, and he wrote about it. It's called The Life Plan. It's very good. And he is also an anti-aging. In other words, he helps people to age well. I have met him personally. If you ever go on an airplane, those airplane magazines, you see a picture of him. He's 75 years old. His body is like a Michelangelo statue. Perfect.
What type of pill does he take? He has to take one.
He works with his diet.
Okay.
Exercise. He works out every day.
Yeah.
And he also uses hormone therapy. Now, the book is very good. I'm in the midst of reading it. And I want to just tell people out there, it's a very interesting book. It's very good. I'm also reading the book called The Life. It's called The Masters of Sex. And it's about the life of Masters and Johnson, who did a lot of research and opened up the field of sexual health. So this is a very good book. I'm reading that too. It's a biography. And I actually had the honor and pleasure when I was in college at Emory University that Masters and Johnson came to my school and spoke. So that was a long time ago, but it was very, very interesting, and I'll never forget that. Especially when you're young, you know. You see somebody famous, woo! So.
Very impressive.
It was very impressive. Besides, the school was great, too.
Yes.
I love to read. I love to study. And this patient, this lady, my audience, who called, I'm going to look up that wet platinum. I'll get the ingredients for you. I want to talk more also about more issues with vaginal health. I also want to talk about these books, which are great. And I want to know, is there anything anybody has questions? Are there any topics? You know, you can email me at AskDrTriana, that's A-S-K, Dr. D-R, T-R-I-A-N-A, AskDrTriana at TrianaPreventionCenter.com. Okay, I want everyone to know that. I also, you could, if you want to call my office and leave a question, 941-625-1990. And also during the show here, you don't have to have a question about necessarily about today's topic. You might have another question or another comment. I think that the important thing is that it's an open airway show that you can bring up your questions. And like I said, if I don't know the answer, I'll look it up and I'll find it for you. I want everyone to remember today, because I see we only have a few minutes to go, right?
I have two.
Two more minutes to go. Remember that these past programs, we've been focusing on your sexual health because it is just as important as your heart health. And I look at every single patient as a total being where every part is just as important. Your mental health, your sexual health. And I also want everyone to know that it is very important that, yes, a sexual or an intimate life should be a forever life. Don't give it up because you're older. Don't give it up because you're stressed out. Don't give it up because you can't find time. Make time. It is part, a very important part of a relationship. Remember, the little details are also important. Hold hands, give each other a good day kiss, a goodbye kiss. And just so you know, that this is Dr. Elizabeth Triana on the Slippery Slope of Lipids. Thank you all for listening and calling with your questions. Have a
CCF Punta Gorda.
News Radio 1580.
Charlotte County's own.